Let's open our Bibles to Hebrews chapter 11. 大家好，请大家翻到希伯来书第十一章。Lord willing, in the next couple of months, we're going to be studying Hebrews chapter 11. 主若愿意，下几个月，下两三个月，我们要学习希伯来书第十一章。Pastor Warren Wiersbe called this chapter God's Hall of Fame of Faith. Wiersbe 牧师说这本经文是神的信心之名人堂。That title fits it very well. 此名称实在很合适。When the author of Hebrews wrote to these believers, 希伯来书的作者给那些信徒写这封信的时候, he knew that they were persecuted. 他知道他们受逼迫。They were struggling to cling to their faith. 他们很难以坚持相信。And he wrote this chapter to strengthen their faith. 因此他给他们写这一章使他们的信心刚强起来。What better way to strengthen their faith than to remind them of men and women who had conquered great challenges by faith and through faith? 作者让他们想起来一些借着信心胜过很大的挑战的男人女人，有更好的扶持他们信心的方式吗？ When we learn how saints of God before us trusted God,当我们发现属灵的先辈信靠神时 that encourages us to trust God just like they did. 他们的信心鼓励我们跟他们一样信靠神。Romans 15:4 says, For whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the scriptures might have hope. 罗马书十五章第四节说从前所写的都是为教导我们写的，叫我们因经文所生的忍耐和安慰可以得着盼望。As we tour this Hall of Fame of Faith in the next couple of months, 当我们观光神的信心之名人堂 learning about each one of these faith heroes, 学习每位信心的名人时 you might discover something that might surprise you.你就可能发现一件出乎意料的事情 And that is this 就是 They were heroes 他们实在是英雄 Not because they accomplished great things 不是因为他们行大事 But because As Mr. Wiersbe said 而是因为 And Wiersbe 牧师说 They could not do great things So they trusted God To do great things for them因为他们没办法行大事，所以他们依赖神为他们行大事。So, let's learn about faith this morning from Hebrews chapter 11. 那么今天咱们来学习希伯来书第十一章 God's Hall of Fame of Faith. 神的信心之名人堂。Specifically, we want to answer some questions about faith today. 特别是要回答一些有关信心的疑问。Number one,How do we define faith? 我们怎么定义信心? That means, what is faith? 意思就是信心是什么? Also, what are the benefits of having faith? 我们有信心有什么益处? How does our faith affect our world view? 我们的信心如何影响我们的人生观? And finally, why do we need faith? 我们为什么需要信心 You're going to hear me use the term today, biblical faith. 今天你们会听到我说与圣经一致的信心 And that is to say that there is faith and there is biblical faith. 这个就是说有两种信心就是有普通的信心也有与圣经一致的信心 Biblical faith is faith that is, of course, in accordance with the Word of God. We learn this faith from the Bible.与圣经一致的信心就是我们从圣经学习的信心 Father, we ask for your blessing on your word today 天上的父我们求你祝福你的话语 I pray for your blessing on this message from your word 我求你祝福今天讲的这篇道 And I pray you glorify Jesus Christ in our lives through this 我求你使用这次学习圣经的时间让我们可以将荣耀归给主耶稣的名And we pray in His holy and precious name, 文奉他的圣洁的名祷告。Amen. Amen. Question number one, what is faith? What is faith? 第一个问题就是信心是什么? Or more specifically, 特别是 what is biblical faith? 与圣经一致的信心是什么？ Hebrews chapter 11 verse 1 gives a description of faith. 希伯来书第十一章第一节形容与圣经一致的信心。 Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. 希伯来书第十一章第一节，信心就是所望之事的实底，是未见之事的确据。Now, this verse tells us what faith is like. Describes faith. 这节经文形容信心的样子。Biblical faith is not some things that people think it is. 有一些人认为与圣经一致的信心就是这样的，但是真的信心却不是。Number one, biblical faith is not optimism without reason. 第一，与圣经一致的信心不是没有理由的乐观主义。Now that simply means that I feel good, but I'm not sure why. 意思就是，虽然我不知道为什么，但是我心里有乐观主义，我很高兴。Also, faith is not faith in faith itself. 还有与圣经一致的信心不是像信心的信心。That's just superstition. 也就是迷信。Number three, biblical faith is not believing something is true in spite of evidence for the contrary. 第三，与圣经一致的信心不是这样的信心，就是虽然某种观点有证据，但是坚持相信相反的观点，这个也不是信心。Number four, biblical faith is not agreeing that certain facts are true, but doing nothing in response. 还有与圣经一致的信心，不是相信一些事实，却因相信此不行任何事。Number five.Biblical faith is not feeling emotionally stirred up about something that seems to be spiritual. 还有与圣经一致的信心不是对某种看起来属灵的事情很兴奋。Many people think, when they think of faith, they think of one of these five things. 很多人想信心认为信心就是其中的一个。Having any one of these, listen closely, having any one of these,is not the same as having biblical faith. 你有其中的一个不等于拥有与圣经一致的信心。There was an old song that children used to sing. It's a good song. It said, faith is just believing what God said he will do. 有一个儿童林哥，他说信心就是相信神履行诺言。信心就是相信神履行诺言。This is the most basic definition of biblical faith. 这个就是与圣经一致的信心的最简单的定义。Mr. Wiersbe also explains faith this way. He says, faith is obeying God in spite of feelings, circumstances, or consequences. Wiersbe 牧师也这样定义信心。他说尽管人的情绪情况后果可是顺服神。 Actually, I would say this, obeying God this way is the result of having biblical faith. 说实话，我认为我们这样顺服神就是因为我们在心里相信神有这个结果。 Now, it's impossible to have biblical faith and not obey God.人有与圣经一致的信心，却不顺服神，是不可能的。If you have faith in God, the way the Bible talks about faith, then you will, you must, you shall obey God. 如果你在心里真的有，实在有圣经教导我们的这样的信心，你就必定顺服神。Throughout this chapter, throughout this Hall of Fame of Faith, we see several examples of people obeying God this way. 在这章经文里面，就是在神的信心之名人堂里面，我们发现有很多有这样的信心的人。 Abel, 亚伯
Abel brought God the right kind of offering in spite
of his brother feeling jealous of him. 尽管亚伯的哥哥对他很嫉妒，但是亚伯把神可悦纳的祭品献给神。
Abraham went out where God told him to go, even though he was already old.
尽管亚伯拉罕的年龄已经很大，可他往神带领他去的地方。
Moses gave his life to serve the Israelites, even though he knew he would lose all the riches in Egypt.
尽管摩西会丢失埃及的财富，但他为以色列人牺牲了自己的生命。How about you?
Do you have biblical faith?
Do you have biblical faith? 你呢？你有与圣经一致的信心吗？
Do you persist in obeying God in spite of your feelings, your situations, and the consequences of obeying God?
尽管情绪、情况、后果，但是你坚持顺服神吗？
That's what faith is. Faith is believing God, and then the result is obeying God.
信心是什么？信心就是相信神。而且因为相信神，就顺服他。
Number two, verse two, Hebrews chapter 11, verse two answers our second question.
希伯来书第十二章第二节回答第二个问题。
What are the benefits of having faith? Is it worth having faith?
有信心有什么益处？
值得有信心吗？ Look at verse two, Hebrews 11, verse two.
For by it, by faith, the elders obtained a good report. 希伯来书第十二章第二节，长老们在这上得了美好的见证。
Who are the elders that this verse talks about?
这些长老们是谁呢？
They are the people in this chapter, the men and women in this chapter.
他们就是这章经文里面的人物，男人女人。
They had faith in God.
他们向神有信心。And because of that, they obtained a good report. 所以他们得了美好的见证。
That means they gained God's approval. 意思就是他们得了神的悦纳。
Do you think you'd like to obtain this kind of good report? 你们认为你想得这样的美好的见证吗？
Would you like God to say, I approve of you? 你想听到神说，我悦纳你的行为，我悦纳你。
Verse 5 tells us that by faith, Enoch obtained the good report that he pleased God. 第五节告诉我们，以挪因着信心已经得了神喜悦他的命证。
Verse 17 mentions Abraham, says that Abraham, by faith, Abraham obtained the good report that he offered up his only begotten son.
第十七节告诉我们，亚伯拉罕因着信心得了这个美好的见证。就是他将自己独生的儿子献上。
Verse 22 tells us, by faith, Joseph obtained the good report that he prophesied of Israel's exodus.
二十二节告诉我们，约瑟因着信心得了这个美好的见证，就是他预言了以色列人要出埃及。
And verses 24 through 27 speak about Moses, who by faith obtained the good report.
That he saw him who is invisible. 二十四、二十七节告诉我们，摩西因着信心得了这个美好的见证，就是因为他恒心忍耐，如同看见了那不能看见的。
This is the way God gave testimony then. 这些就是神如何为这些人做见证。We often think about we give testimony for the Lord. 我们经常说我们要为主做见证。But here in this chapter, God gave testimony to these people.
在这里，这章经文里面，神为这些人做见证。
He praised their good works. He approved of their good works.
神同意他们的行为。神赞扬他们的行为，神悦纳他们。
Verse 39, and these all having obtained a good report through faith.
希伯来书十一章三十九节说，这些人都因信心得了美好的证据。
None of them were perfect. 他们都不是完美的人。But each one obeyed God.
但是每个人顺服神。 in spite of their feelings, in spite of their circumstances, in spite of their consequences, they obeyed God. 尽管他们的情绪、情况、后果，可他们听从神。And God approved of them. 于是他们蒙神的悦纳。Could there be anything better than this? 有比这个更好的益处吗？Is there any benefit better than this? 有比这个更好的吗? The benefit of having biblical faith is that God approves of the person who has it. 一个人有与圣经一致的信心的话，神就让他蒙神的悦纳。Question number 3. How does our faith affect our worldview? 第三个问题，我们的信心如何影响我们的人生观。Verse 3, Hebrews 11, verse 3 says, through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. 希伯来书十一章第三节，我们因着信心就知道诸世界是借神的话造成的，这样可见之物并不是从显然之物造出来的。That's a big verse. That's a deep verse. 这节经文的意义比较深。But I want you to see something in this verse. 但是希望大家能够明白这节经文里面的事实。If you and I believe God, 如果我们相信神, our worldview, the way we understand the world, will be totally different from those without biblical faith. 我们的人生观必定跟那些没有与圣经一致的信心的人很不一样，完全不一样。Several years ago, I spoke with a young man from Hungary. 几年以前，我跟一个匈牙利的少年人聊天。And when I mentioned God the Creator, 我提到了创造主的时候， he said this to me.I believe in science. 他就对我说，我相信科学。And he explained that he believed in evolution, not the Bible. 他就解释，他相信进化论，而不是相信圣经。Many people think there are two choices, science and faith. 大多数人以为有这两个选择，科学还是信心。Actually, 说实话， there are two choices.只有两个选择 But they are not a choice between science and faith. 但这两个选择不是科学还是信心 The two choices are 这两个选择就是 choosing to believe in evolution or choosing to believe in a creator. 人必定决定要相信进化论还是相信有一位创造主 A Bible-believing Christian one time was talking with an evolutionist. 有一天一个相信圣经的基督徒对一个进化论者聊天 and he said this to the evolution. 他对这个进化论者说 I believe in the beginning God. 他说我相信起初神 He said you believe, are you watching me? He said you believe in the beginning dirt. 他说你相信起初泥土，起初泥土。And really, that's a very simple way to put it. 其实这样讲是非常非常简单的说法 But it's true. 但是是真话。Which one makes more sense? 哪一个选择更有道理呢? Which could create this world? 哪一个可以创造这个世界呢? An all-wise, all-knowing, all-loving, all-powerful God. 有一位全能的神。无所不知的神，无所不在的神，全为爱的神 ，or dirt， 那是泥土。Which one makes more sense？ 哪一个更有道理呢？Well, if you have biblical faith, then you can understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God. 如果你有与圣经一致的信心，你就可以知道诸世界是借神的话造成的。We don't take this on blind faith. We don't believe that God created the world based on blind faith. 我们不是，这个不是一个迷信。It makes perfect sense that there's a wise creator. 我们相信有一位无所不知的、很有智慧的创造主，很有道理。The truth is, It's not a question of whether we believe in something or not, whether we have faith or not.
其实问题不是我们相信还是不相信，或者可以这样说，我们有信心还是没有信心。
We all believe in something. 我们都有信心，我们都对某种事、某种东西、某种人有信心。
The question is, what or who do we choose to believe?
问题就是我们选择相信什么，相信谁。
Biblical faith means we trust God, and it makes sense.
与圣经一致的信心就是我们相信神，而且这样的信心很有道理。
Now, question number 4. Why do we need faith? Why do we need faith?
第四个问题就是我们为什么需要信心呢？我们为什么需要信心？
Look at verse 6, Hebrews 11, verse 6. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him.
第六节说，人非有信心，就不能得他的喜悦。因为到神面前来的人必须信他是，并相信他赏赐那殷勤寻求他的人。
Notice the first part of verse 6. Did you see that?
你没有注意第六节第一个部分吗？
Without faith, it is impossible to please him.
第六节第一个部分，人非有信心就不能得他的喜悦。
Without faith, it's impossible to please him, to please God.
没有信心我们就没办法得他的喜悦。
And this phrase, he that cometh to God,
还有这句话，因为到神面前来的人
seems to say that pleasing God begins with coming to God.
他的意思好像是人要得神的喜悦的话就得先到神面前来。
That means approaching God and submitting to God as a king in order to do his will.
也是说亲近神，顺服神，像人顺服王，听从王一样。
If you're going to come to God, 如果你要到神面前来， you must believe two things about him according to this verse.
这节经文告诉我们，你必须相信神的两个事实。Number one, you must believe that he is.
第一，你必须相信神是，神在。
We've all heard people say,
they prayed this way.
我们都听过人说，他们这样祷告了。God,If you're up there, I believe in you. 神啊，你在的话，我就相信你了。
And they count this as their conversion, their salvation.
他们看这个祷告为他们转向神的见证，他们的救恩。
You've heard the story of how Pastor Ching was converted to Christ years ago.
你们都听过大陈牧师的救恩见证。
When he began seeking God, he said this.
他刚开始寻找神的时候，他就这样祷告。He prayed this way. 他这样祷告。He said, God, if you're real, show me. 他说，神啊，你实在在的话，我就求你向我显现。
But that wasn't the end of his praying.
这样的祷告不是他祷告的终点。
God sent him a preacher.
神把传道人差派到他那里去。
And that preacher gave him the gospel.
那位传道人给他传福音。
After that, this young man believed on Jesus Christ, believing that he is.
后来，陈金华相信耶稣基督，相信他是，相信神是。
If you come to God, it is not saying, I think you're there, so I believe in you. That's not coming to God.
你要来到神面前的话，你就不能半信半疑的说啊，神啊，你在吗？
You must believe that he is. 你必须相信他是，
必须相信他在。
Also, you must believe that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him.
还有你必须相信他赏赐那殷勤寻求他的人。
To please God, it isn't enough to believe simply that he exists.
为了得神的喜悦，相信神在，他是，这个不够。
You must believe something that is true about him.
你也必须相信他的一件事实。You must believe this, that he rewards those who diligently seek him. 你必须相信他赏赐那些殷勤寻求他的人。
How does God reward those who seek him?
神怎么赏赐那些殷勤寻求他的人呢？
Then the answer is found in the Old Testament in
Jeremiah. 我认为旧约耶利米书回答这个问题。Look at Jeremiah 29 verse 13. 请大家翻到耶利米书二十九章。Jeremiah 29 and verse 13. 耶利米书二十九章第十三节。And ye shall seek me and find me, when ye shall search for me with all your heart. 你们寻求我，若全心寻求我，就必寻见。What is the reward of seeking God? 人寻找神有什么奖赏呢? The reward is personally knowing God himself. 赏赐就是亲自认识神。Now, if you're looking for God, hoping to get something, you might be surprised. 如果你寻求寻找神的目的就是你想得到任何东西你就可能很惊讶。And that is that,Yes, God gives us all kinds of blessings. 神就是赐给我们很多东西，很多祝福。But the best blessing of all, the best reward of all, 那是最大的祝福，最大的奖赏 is not the things He gives, not the things He does for us. 不是他所赐给我们东西，或者他为我们所行的事， but letting us know Him, 而是让我们可以亲自认识他。And this begins with coming to God through believing in His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. 这样的关系的开端就是因相信神的独生的儿子主耶稣基督就可以到神面前来。Hebrews 7 verse 25 says, Wherefore He is able to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by Him. 希伯来书第七章二十五节说，因此凡靠着他进到神面前的人，他都能拯救到底。And you know John 14:6, if you know it, let's quote it together. Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. 约翰福音十四章第六节，耶稣对他说，我就是道路。真理生命若不借着我没有人能到父那里去。So wrapping this up, do you have the kind of faith that Hebrews 11 describes? 我们说到这里啊，你有希伯来书第十一章所说的这样的信心吗？
Are you willing to obey God in spite of your feelings, in spite of your circumstances, in spite of the consequences of obeying God?
你愿意不愿意尽管你的情绪你的情况还顺服神吗？
Have you come to God believing that He is?
你既然相信神是
believing that He rewards those who diligently seek Him?
你既然相信神是既然相信神是赏赐那殷勤寻求他人的来到神面前吗？
Have you come to God trusting in the Savior that He gave for you?
你信靠神为你所赐下的救主吗？
The Savior who died for you, who gave His life for your sins, who rose again,
就是那位代替你死了的救主，胜过死亡的救主，复活的救主耶稣，你相信他吗？
Let's pray.
我们来祷告吧。
Father, I pray, please give us the kind of faith these men and women in your hall of fame of faith had.
天上的父，我求你把你信心之名人堂里人的这样的信心赐给我们。
And allow us to obtain a good report.From thee.
我也求你让我们可以蒙你的悦纳。
And that good report being that we please you.
就是我们讨你喜悦的这样的明证，这样的见证。
Glorify Jesus through us, we pray.
我求你通过我们将荣耀归给主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in his holy name, 奉他的圣洁的名祷告。Amen.